Thompson, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your plains, with your jackpot.
Welcome back, everybody. That's the new Wisconsin ballad that Terry Barr just shared with us. Every Friday, you get to hear Terry with me talking about what's good, local, and overlooked here in Wisconsin. Thanks so much, Terry. Congratulations to Sherry Sarazen for having that officially adopted as the new Wisconsin ballad. Super beautiful. I've got some good news for everybody to head out towards a weekend that looks to be pretty gorgeous all across the state of Wisconsin. Every day, more and more Republicans come out and endorse Kamala Harris. Two very notable Wisconsin Republicans did so this past week. Let's take a listen first to GOP State Senator Rob Cowles endorsing Kamala Harris. He did that on Civic Media's very own WGBW. Let's take a listen.
I probably should have done this sooner, but there was concern, you know, about blowback and public safety and all that. So I'm going to be ready for that. And I really think this is the most important, one of the most important things I've done. And hopefully people will accept that and listen to me. Those that have trusted me and, you know, believed in me, will think about that. And if they're undecided, that we have to make a change here, and Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution, and the country will go on.
Folks, again, that's State Senator Rob Cowles endorsing Kamala Harris, nearing the end of his 42-year career serving as a Republican in the Wisconsin legislature. You can hear that full interview this weekend on Rational Revolution, hosted by Mark Becker. That is on Saturday, so check it out. Go get that Civic Media app, download it. You can check out Mark's incredible interview with State Senator Rob Cowles. In addition, Waukesha's mayor also endorsed Kamala Harris. He's a Republican. Let's take a listen.
It's a Republican city in Wisconsin's largest Republican county.
It's difficult. I mean, the easy thing to do is to just not say anything.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley grew up Republican and voted that way for most of his adult life.
I also feel just in my heart that this is something that I need to come out and say.
Saying something that might upset the people who put him in office.
I am going to be voting for Vice President Harris to become our next president.
Riley tells me he voted third party in 2016, voted for President Joe Biden in 2020, but kept that to himself. For other offices, he says he votes Republican more often than not. Now this red city mayor's publicly endorsing blue for president.
I am terrified of Donald Trump becoming our next president, for all the reasons I've indicated. He's already been impeached twice. He's been convicted of felonies. And this is not what the United States needs.
Again, that is the Waukesha mayor, a Republican endorsing Kamala Harris. Also this week, Fred Upton, who is a Republican from Michigan. He's served in Congress for 36 years. Endorsed Kamala Harris for president. He said Thursday morning that he was proud to add his name to a list of more than 30 former members of Congress from his party, 30 former Republican members of Congress who have now said they're voting for Harris over Donald Trump on November 5th. And I wanted to leave you with a couple of additional thoughts. Let's listen first when it comes to polling. Chris Hayes had an incredibly great take on these polls. Let's take a listen to this, everybody.
Try to think of some former Trump cabinet members and close White House aides who have endorsed his run for president this year, who were out on the trail, for instance. Not a lot, right? Now, how many can you think of who've called Trump a fascist, a threat to democracy, dangerously ignorant, said he shouldn't be anywhere near the Oval Office ever again? There's a lot of those. Back in June, Zatio columnist John Harwood detailed a dozen former Trump officials who have sounded the alarm against their former boss. The numbers have just kept growing since then. It is a who's who of conservatives and civil servants and career soldiers all saying Trump is a menace. There's retired Marine General James Mattis. Remember him? The first Trump defense secretary, Mad Dog, the guy that Trump thought looked like Central Casting General, loved him.
He goes on, that's my fault. I pulled the wrong Chris Hayes clip. But what Chris says is, listen, polls are points in time. Polls don't vote. People do. And every cycle, what you see is Republicans being real confident and Democrats freaking out. Well, you know what you can do if you're freaking out? Make sure every single person that you know is going to vote. And so the words I'd like to leave us with this afternoon are not going to be mine, but they're going to be the words of Billy Graham's daughter. Yeah, that Billy Graham. And excuse me, not his daughter, his granddaughter. Because Billy Graham's granddaughter endorsed Kamala Harris this week. And she had this to say, Trump's words and actions are fundamentally incompatible with evangelical Christian principles. Contrary to some who claim he has been anointed by God to lead, Trump cannot return the U.S. to faithfulness. By embracing such a megalomaniac, Christians are turning away those who are curious about the Lord. We lose credibility when we say God is love, but then rally and sometimes even riot in support of some individual whose entire worldview centers on himself. I hope we can regain our equilibrium and our respect for each other. In the coming days, we must love each other, even in the light of our differences. And we must select leaders, whatever their color, heritage, religion, or party, who have God's love in their hearts. I think that's a message worth remembering. So I'm going to leave it there today. I hope everybody has a beautiful weekend. As ever and always, thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Happy weekend, y'all.